So, yeah, we tried to draw a very basic chakira between two different perspectives on Amira's Kiddushin. One of them is that it's a gilui milsa bi'alma. The more that you go in that direction, the less we're going to be concerned about particular formulations, mikudashes, mureses, harili le'intu, the less concerned, arguably, you're going to be about the timing of it. Obviously, it can't be, you know, 20 years before or 20 years after, but what we call a sukin ba'oso inyan probably is going to be, you know, important, you know, as a kind of a benchmark. And then I would say, also in terms of, you know, her role versus his role, how important it is, as long as, you know, both of them know what's going on. So who knows, maybe even a third party could come and hold up an announcement and say, you know, like, this is for Kiddushin, right? You guys aren't, I don't know, like selling a television or, you know, agreeing to some other schirus, you know, l'malacha, as the Gemara says, ka'avdi. So in all of those, you know, nafkamina, you're going to expect to find more flexibility if you go down the Gilui Milsa kind of approach. If you think that Amira is what we call Me'etzem HaKinyan, that it's somehow fundamental to the Kinyan, we suggested, this is just, you know, again, my approach, that the more that you think it's Hekdesh, Amira Legavoa, Kemisir Lehejot, the more motivated you're going to be to lend more significance, Alpi Halacha, to the Amira per se. But you're going to, you know, be looking for very, you know, rigid formulations, which is something that, you know, we'll discuss. We'll be talking about his role versus her role as being more rigid if the Amira is May Etzem HaKinyan, that's certainly the case. And, you know, as we already indicated, Rashi's front-loading of the din to the Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph, you know, Rashi could have quoted 1,000 different dinim, but he says, you know, Yishe Niknes Mishalosh Drachim, Kesser Shar Rabia, and he can't let a minute go by by telling you, oh, but there has to be an Amira, right? So that's highly suggestive, I think, as KD pointed out yesterday, highly suggestive of the idea that we're looking for something that's more fundamental in terms of the role of Amira, May Etzem HaKinyan. Now, that I think we all agree was validated in Hayomid Beis when Rashi quotes Ki Ikach Ish Isha. Rashi says Ki Ikach Ish Isha seems to encompass both his role as the Nosein and the Omer. Now, admittedly, the Gemara leaves us in a little bit of a, you know, suspenseful point because we have two Lishonos. According to Lishna Kama, just to review, Lishna Kama says Nasan Huv Amar Hu, that's Vada Kiddushin. Nasan Huv Amar Hi, Vada is not Kiddushin. And that middle case that the Gemara deals with here, that middle case of Nasan Hu Ve Amra Hi, Jack? Right. It's not just that it fails, right? It certainly fails, right? But Nasa Kimi, it is the equivalent of Nasnahi Ve Amra Hi, right? It fails. You know, we gave the mashal of getting a 4 and a 64. It's all failing, right? But 4 and a 64 are hardly the same thing. You know, if you get 64, you know, you're almost there. You know, just a little bit more effort, 5 more minutes of studying, and who knows, you could have passed. If you get a 4, right, you know, there's more work that needs to be done. Let's put it that way, right? According to Lishna Basra, Lishna Basra seems to think that, well, her role in the Amira is not absolutely going to be destructive. Her role in the Amira can, in fact, be compatible with at least a Safek Kiddushin. Now, we haven't gotten a great degree of insight yet into this question of Safek Dirabanan. That's what the Gemara seems to say, at least Choshin Midirabanan. It would seem like we're dealing with a Safek at a Daraisa level, particularly for Rashi, because Rashi says that it's all an issue of Kikach Ish Isha, and not Kisilokach Isha Liish. Okay, so be that as it may, we're not entirely sure how Dirabanan plays into this. It seems like you said, much more discussion on the De'oraisa level, but whatever it is, we at least can recognize that the second Lashon in the Gemara, the Lishna Basra, seems to preserve maybe a more functional role for Amira, as opposed to a fundamental role, Me'etzem HaKinyan Ba'atzmo. Okay, so that's effectively where we left things off in terms of the Shakla Vitaria. Then we just, you know, highlighted the fact that the Balei HaTosfos were of the view, and this is, I think, rather surprising to us, but the Balei HaTosfos say, in their opinion, the Shakla Vitaria here deliberately excludes which case? Right. And you would think, oh, isn't that because it's just so obviously incompatible with Kiddushin? Right. Right? Because she's not, you know, the one who's supposed to be making the Kenyan. So how could Nasnahi even be a discussion? So the Balei HaTosfos say, au contraire, punkt verkehrt, Right, that actually it's a whole separate shir, as the Balei Tosa say, right? Lo psika lan. We don't know what the psak halacha should be, because Adam Chashuv is a world unto itself. Okay, so with that, why don't we take a look over at the Rashba, and then hopefully at least today establish through the Ran in Nedarim. Okay, so Shimshi, by the way, as usual, that was outstanding yesterday. Shimon Ross. That's, we established yesterday on the staircase that that's my unique call sign for you. Others, it's just Shimon, or others, just Ross, but Shimon Ross. Okay. So, any reactions to this Rashba? Or first, you want to just establish the Rashba's perspective? So he says, you know, my point of view here is that Kikach Ishisha Shimon, Ross, encompasses how many elements?
Two.
Yeah. Very good. Kikach Mashma Shakola Likuchin the Hainu Nesina Vamira Tluyin Bo. Uchsha Amrihi Havile Kisakiach Es Atzma. So I'm going to leave off that last part for a second because that's where I think the Rashba is distinguishing himself. But with respect to the first point, ki ikach ish isha, I know the Rashba is saying this in contrast to Rashi, but Hanan?
Well, we said yesterday that it seems like he's really just explaining what Rashi said.
Yeah.
Because Rashi, on Ben Amunalev, said it's both.
Exactly. But Rashi seems to imply that ki ikach ish isha is the explanation for why you need nasan hu v'amar hu. Okay, so the Rashba does, I just want to be, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, it's sort of like a deja vu with Daf Gimel Amud Aleph all over again. You know, Rashi doesn't always get the credit that I think is coming his way because, you know, he says it very quickly. If you're not reading Rashi, I think, super carefully, you could miss that. Obviously, the Rashba spells it out more, but it seems pretty clear. This is the Dvar Hamaschil, Tanaseva, Milsa, Desasra, Lareisha, Bitmia, etc., etc. Right, so Rashi says, oh, excuse me, Hachi Kamar, Shina Masha Amrino, Kigon, Chinasan Huva Amrahi, Nasa Kilu, Nasna Huva Amrahi, Veina Mikudeshes, Debainan, Ki Yikach Ish. What we need is Ki Yikach Ish. Now, that's in contrast to Nasan Hu, V'Amrahi. So what does ki ikach ish then mean? Well, obviously it means that you have to do both. One doesn't need to be, you know, in, you know, linear algebra or ordinary differential equations to do that math. It's pretty straightforward. If nasan hu v'amrahi doesn't qualify for ki ikach ish, then Rashi obviously thinks ki ikach ish encompasses both. That's what he says explicitly. So I have a little bit of a bone to pick with the Rashba on this one. He's saying this in contrast to Rashi, but I really think that Rashi himself said that. But the Rashba does make a very important point. What point is that? What is the Rashba's exceptional contribution to the discussion? That the likui, the absence of ki kach ish, when it's amrahi, is not that we're actually concerned that she is doing X, but rather that she is doing Y. What are X and Y? Gavi?
I'm more
concerned that she wants it as opposed to the man wants it. I know what you're saying, but we have to sharpen it a little bit. The Rashba says, don't say that the problem with her Amira is X, but the problem is actually Y. Nachi?
It's not that she's admitting that she wants to get married, but the problem is that she's doing the act herself.
sharpen it a little bit. Shemaras?
That she's acquiring him.
Excellent. So the problem is not that she's acquiring him. We really don't think the Amira can do that. The problem is that if she's the one who does the Amira, then she's being Makneh herself. She's not acquiring him. He has to acquire her. So there are two ways that he could fail to acquire her. One would be she acquired him. That would be a reversal. One would be more subtle but equally problematic, the Rashba is saying, that she acquires herself to him. Right, if I, you know, were to give you a mashal, if I say Tim needs to carry Tom. So, if Tim needs to carry Tom and Tom's carrying Tim, that's not good, right? That's a reversal, okay? But if I send Tim needs to carry Tom and Tom's carrying himself, that's also not Tim carrying Tom, okay? Everybody get Tim and Tom, the Rashba? Okay, so the Rashba's point is very straightforward. He's saying, look, I think that if she's doing the Amira, then she's being Makneh herself. And that I admit, is not obvious at all. In fact, I think it's a chiddush. Because, go back to the Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis, Shimon Ross. Viba Yesema, Hamani Rib Shimon. We've seen this Gemara so many times, but that's the beauty of it. You appreciate it at a different level each and every time. Like a fine wine. Consumed at a legal age. Rebbeza Medbez, right? Yeah, how many Rebbe Shimon? He detani Rebbe Shimon Omer, Mipnei Mamra Torah. What's the meaning of ki kachi shisha v'lo kasav kisi la kachi shalish? Oh. Mashal Adam Shav Delo Aveda. Oh. If I lose my laptop's not going to look for me. I'm going to have to look for my laptop. So here, the meaning of ki yikach ish isha is that he must acquire her. The opposite of that, the Gemara says, ki si lakach isha l'ish would be excellent gavi, a situation where she acquires him. That would be the opposite of what the Torah prescribed. You have nothing against it, but it's not what the Torah prescribed, so it doesn't work. So the Rashba was saying a chiddush. The Rashba was going for... That's the obvious meaning of ki kachi shisha. Okay, so the Rashba is adding quite a bit of value to the discussion at the end by saying, in his opinion, the problem with her doing the Amira is that it's not as if she's then acquiring him, because let's be honest, he did the Nesina, right? So she can't be the one acquiring him. But the problem is that she's acquiring herself to him. She's maknes atzma lo. Okay. Sariel. Well, I don't know. From the Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis, what do you think the opposite of ki kach isha is? Meaning what? In his mashal. Right. She's acquiring him. The Gemara and Beis Amud Beis, right, is a... Right. So the Gemara and Beis Amud Beis is a binary world. Either he acquires her, or she acquires him. The Gemara and Beis Amud Beis never spoke about a case. It never applied ki yikach ish isha to a situation where she acquired herself to him. Right? That was a novel application of the Rashba.
So the fact that the Rashba said that the case shows what?
That's an expansion. I wouldn't have known that from the Gemara. I think the Rashba should be credited with that. Okay, so Tzvi, did you happen to get up to the Ran yesterday? Okay, good. All right, so I'll come back to you on that. So, you know, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, not just give me a second, I'm going to just make sure to establish the Ran for today, then we should have some time for questions at the end. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says on our Gemara, Ayin Ran Nedarim Laman Abed Aleph. So you know what's a really good idea to do? Yeah, check the Ran Nedarim Laman Abed Aleph. Okay. So let's do it. Shimon Ross.
Okay.
Okay, so again, if all I knew Sariel was the Gemara and Daf Beis, I would say, okay, the Ran's about to start to discuss that he must acquire her, she cannot acquire him. Right? Very straightforward. That's what I would have assumed. Because all I know is the Gemara and Daf Beis and Beis, where it says, Ki kafi shisha, he must acquire her, she cannot acquire him. Baal Aveda has to be Machzer al Avedas. Okay. But now the Ran, fake right, go left, gets a defender in the air, and does what? Ooh. Local Hemena Shitach Nisat Smother Shusabal. Who and what does that sound like? You know what Ki Kachi Shisha tells me? Not only that he must acquire her, but that she cannot acquire herself to him. So shades of the Rashba. The Rashba. Okay. He has an even stronger formulation. Okay. So the Ran's formulation is remarkable. The Amra hi areini bureses lucha ein bidvareha mamish. Ella mikevan shi maskemes the kiddusha ish. He mevatelas daita uritzona umashri nata nafsheitz albal kedavar shel hefker. The Ran appeals to the structure of hefker that he thinks, and again we're not comparing her to a chayfetz the cholmili. Everybody understands that by now. Okay, what we're talking about is just like if I want to be zocha in this tissue box, mina hefker. This tissue box ain't doing anything for me. Okay, it's not coming into my rishos. It's certainly not acquiring me. It's got to all be my acquisition of the tissue box. She says, that's the way the Kiddushin has to look. A completely unidirectional, asymmetrical Kenyan. Everybody with me on that? So the Ran is taking the Rashba's idea, developing it a little bit further. Okay? V'abal machnisa l'reshusa. Like a davar shel hefker. Like something which can't, the chayfet shel hefker can't jump into my reshus. She can't do that with her Amira. Hilkach, this is the critical line, and we could have a really interesting debate on it on the basis of it. Ein anudonin bikidushin mitzad isha, ela mitzad baal. We only, in the kiddushin process, are looking in one direction. Sure, there has to be an asina. Sure, there has to be an Amira. From which direction do both of them have to come? Only mitzad habal. So the question is, if she starts saying things, do we care even? Or do we say lomala v'lomorid? Let's say he does the Sina. Let's say he does the Amira. And she starts saying stuff too. Should we just ignore that? I'm asking a provocative question. I understand we haven't dealt with that situation yet. The Tosis Riyazakin will conjure up that situation. But the language of the Ran, I think reasonable people can agree to disagree about what the implications of this are. But Tzvi, I was going to ask you what your take was. This is like right up your alley. When it says, Ein anu danin bikidushin mitzad isha, ela mitzad habal, what was your instinct? What would you say, the Ran would say, if she has an Amira in addition to him? Do we care? Does it make it worse? Is it like nothing ever happened?
Say just inconsequential, doesn't really matter.
My instinct, by the way, is that way also.
As long as he knows both.
Because Einan Udanin, that's the value of that extra few words. Like, it would be like if the tissue box started speaking. We would be curious. So, that's very unusual. Right? This is not what we expected. Maybe we should call a local news channel. They might have some time for it, you know, on their program. But it's just a curiosity. It's not going to impact the Etzem HaKiddushin. Reasonable people could disagree about that. They could say, no, that ruins things. She's, at that point, it's like the tissue box jumping into my rishos. Okay, I think you could debate that point. I just want to get the following concluding word across before going to Nachi. I'm crediting the Rashba and subsequently the Ran for opening up a completely new dimension here. It's not just a binary thing of he acquired her or she acquired him, but she can't acquire herself to him. I appreciate that. I simply want to state for the record that I am absolutely convinced that the major point, Dehainu, Nisina, and Amira, are both part of the Etzem Kicha, the part of the Etzem Hakinyan. I think Rashi already had that idea. Ki Kach Ish Isha means that he does the Nisina and the Amira. It's Rashi on the Mishnah. It's Rashi on Hayom Beis. I don't think the Rashba's presentation is necessarily reflective of Rashi's enormous contribution to our understanding of the role of Amira in Kiddushin. Okay? I think that it's clear that Rashi had that core idea. Admittedly, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and Rashi didn't seem to contemplate the idea of an Isha being Makna herself into the Rishis of the Baal through the Amira. It seems like it's a more binary thing. Either he acquires her or she acquires him. I accept that. I accept that point. I accept the Rashba's contribution on that. I accept the Ran's amplification of that. I accept all of that. As I was saying before, I think it is a chiddush to take Kikach Ishisha in that direction. But the Rashba makes a very persuasive case. The Gemara in Beis Amid Beis says it's either he acquires him, he acquires her, sorry, or she acquires him. And that's, I think, the world that Rashi was living in to a great extent. The Rashba raises a very important point. I just want to make sure that Rashi gets the credit that he's due. Is that clear to everybody? Rashi, it's not a Giloy Milsa. The Amira is part of the Etzem HaKinyan. I think that explains Rashi's emphasis in the Mishnah. Okay, Nachi and Jack.
I was just going to try and clarify Rashi.
Okay, so we're good on Rashi? Okay. Okay, good. Okay, Jack.
So is this idea where she's being torn out of, can we say that that's also what she's doing when she's the one doing it?
When you say doing it, you mean the Nisina.
When she's doing both.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, that looks a lot more like she's acquiring him.
But the wording, isn't the wording still, the wording from the Gemara still the Lecha?
Right, but if she's actually doing the Nisina, in addition to the Amira, I would say the problem is no longer that she's Makna herself to him. It's the problem is that she's acquiring him. That's Tom carrying Tim instead of Tim carrying
right,
Tom.
But then wouldn't the, I'm saying, but wouldn't the issue there, but then why would the wording be the way it is?
I wouldn't put so much stock in the Amira in that case. I would say her doing the Nisina and the Amira is very suggestive of a complete reversal. Right. I hear what you're saying. I would say the Nisina. Hareini mu'uresis.
Yeah.
You're saying it should really be if it's the isha that's acquiring the ish, the wording should be something like, you know, harei ata.
Yeah.
So Tosas already sort of addressed that issue. Tosas says that language doesn't make sense by a man because he doesn't become like hekta. She doesn't become asur l'chulei alma because he is right. So it's kind of a non possibility.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Hanan, the House of Schreiber.
Can you explain the Rashba's question on Rashi one more time?
I certainly hope so. Meaning, you know, anytime you ask Ken, it's about the physical capacity, so I certainly hope so. Yeah, no, I was saying, I'm certainly willing to do so as well. But the answer is I should surely hope so. So, the Rashba seemed unsatisfied with Rashi's application of ki si lokach isha le'ish. Right, Rashi quotes that. Rashi quotes it slightly differently. When it's nasan hu v'amrahi, Rashi says it's dami l'chi sikach isha le'ish, but I'm not getting into that. Okay, so ki sikach, ki si lokach isha le'ish. And the Rashba takes issue with that, because he understood that what Rashi was saying was that the problem with her Amira, the meaning of Kisi Lakach Isha Le'ish, is her acquiring him. And the Rashba says he doesn't think that's what it means. What it means is her being makna herself into his rishus. She's not trying to acquire him if she's just doing the amira. But he says it's still a problem. Because kiikach encompasses both nesina and amira. So he's not disagreeing that there's a major problem here, but he's trying to sharpen what the problem is.
So when he says ela lo mashma ela shetitirotze b'kedushin, that she's acquiring, or that
meaning the whole problem when the Gemara says kikach ish isha velo kisilakach isha leish, what the Gemara means to tell us is that she just has to agree. Lo mashma ela shetitirotze b'kedushin. That's the result that we want. B'kedushin didei ninu, and it's all his initiative. She has no role in it. She's completely passive. And if she'll say something, it's like she's makna herself. That's his issue. So again, I think that's just like a fair point in terms of the critique of Rashi. I just want to make it absolutely clear that Rashi made the far more fundamental contribution to this discussion. You can always quibble around the edges, but the most fundamental contribution, this is where we started yesterday, this is what I want everybody to walk away with today, the most fundamental contribution to the sugya is clearly, without any shadow of a doubt, amira as part of the etzem hakenyan. That is like essential. And for that, you don't need the Rashba, and for that, you don't need the Ran. For that, you need Rashi. So Rashi was the one who broke through in terms of defining the amira as part of the etzem hakenyan. Now, I want to make it clear, this is not Rashi, this is me. I think that makes an enormous amount of sense if you believe that Kiddushin is rooted in the world of Hekdesh. Yaakov, I think that's what you were saying yesterday as well. Like, we're in agreement about that point. That the more you think that Kiddushin is rooted in the world of Hekdesh in general, then the Amira's Kiddushin is incredibly significant in terms of the Chalos. Because what after all makes this animal an Ola? Well, it's because I said, Haray, Zo, Ola. Right? It's not because I waved some magic wand, or I did a somersault. It's because I said something. Haray, Zo, Ola. Or Haray, Zeh, Shlomim. So, the more that you're willing to concede Amiras Kiddushin Me Etzem Hakinyan, I think the closer you're bringing Kiddushin to the world of Hekdesh, which you know I'm very fond of. She is Kehekdesh. Now this would then be, in addition to Beis Amid Beis, Asura Chuliyama Kehekdesh, in addition to Zayin Amid Aleph, Ragla Shulzo Ola, in addition to Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Psule HaMukdashin, we would add this to the list of indications of Ishus Midin Hekdesh. Okay, I think that's very important. Okay, and Rashi's contribution to that discussion is extremely consequential. Okay, questions? Everybody clear? Rashi, Rashba, Ran. Okay. So let's start the Gemara and Zayin and Aleph. I really have no idea. I guess at some point they'll basically come and tell us that, you know, we didn't pay rent and we're evicted. So why don't we start the Gemara and Zayin and Aleph? We'll see when they come to shut us down, and we'll, as they like to say, we'll go quietly. Okay, Shimon Ra, Zayin and Aleph. Boy Ruva. Okay, so, you know, it's a good thing everybody's sitting down, I guess, except for me, but I've had some previous runs through with this Gemara, so I'm okay. So Rava says, right, if it's Hilach Mana Ve'akadesh Anilacha, right, she's giving him a mana and saying that that will be the base of the Kiddushin. In other words, nas nahi, so mahu, what's the halacha? So Mar Sutra Mishmei Rav Papa says, nas nahi, oh, that's fine. What? Ezra, this seems scandalous.
It does.
It does. Okay. So this is remarkable. This is absolutely remarkable. The Gemara objects, but instead of saying Nachi, what? Instead of saying like the whole first six blad, what? Right? The Gemara says, no, this can't be. It's a violation of the principles of Kinyan Agav. And we're not going to stand for it. I mean, I totally respect the hierarchy of Karkaos and Metzaltlin. I do. I'm a big, you know, believer that real estate, you know, is everything in life. I mean, not in life, but in Kinyanim. But like, to say like, oh, you know what really bothers us about this? If she is effectively acquiring herself to him by giving him some object of metalkin, well, that's a violation of Kinyan Agav, good sir. And we're not gonna stand for that. What? That's the biggest problem with this? That's itself shocking. Okay? So the Gemara says, we'll just establish the Gemara. Oh, so I said, oh, well, we're not really talking about a Kenyan Agav. Let's just clarify. Hacha. Oh, okay, so let's hold it up here. So we don't know about shit, but he says that Bahayana to Mikabel Matana Mina Gamra Umikna Le Navsha. So just to understand. So he's, I don't know, he's some celebrity. He's who's a good celebrity? Ryan Reynolds. Okay, I don't know who that is, but we'll take your word for it. He's one of the B'nai Bris. He's no. Okay.
Rabbi Elias.
Reuben Russell.
What's, okay. Okay, so Ben Shapiro?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Benjamin Shapiro. Sounds like a good Jew. Okay, so Benjamin Shapiro. Okay. So, you know, he's not. Benjamin Shapiro doesn't like to take too many gifts from people. And Benjamin agrees to take this from her. And that's a tremendous hanah. Now she can say, you know, Rav Binyamin Shapiro accepted this gift from me. That's a, she would pay much more than a pruta for that. She might pay a dinar for that. She might pay a tirkava de dinari for that. And debehoi hana, debekabu matanamina, gamra, umikne le nafsha. So wait a second. We just went through the Rashba and the Ran. So, no. Kika chishisha, that encompasses the Nesina, that encompasses the Amira. You know what she can't do? She can't possibly be Makna herself to him. The Gemara Daf Zion says, oh, well, I can solve the problem of Kinyan Agav. Then sure, let her be Makna herself to him, Behayana. So it's like, you know, it's like cognitive dissonance. It's like Gemara Daf Zion that you're looking at the previous six plat and thinking to yourself, like, what? This is what Tosus was talking about in Hamid Beis? Rel Hanar Hazah his Palalti? So we'll have to pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.